Yo, what's good, everyone? Welcome back to the On the Pedestal podcast, where we break down music, culture, and everything in between. I'm your host, Fareed, and today I'm here with the other host.
And I'm Josh. In today's episode, we're all going to figure out what's overrated and what's underrated in the world of music, specifically from the big three, Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole.
And joining us to settle some debates is our guest,
Nolan.
All right, first up, we're going to be talking about Drake, Certified Lover Boy. So what do you think? Overrated or underrated, Nolan?
Certified Lover Boy, honestly, I feel like it's overrated. It's got a few hits. Of course, it's going to have a few hits because it's a Drake album. Sure, but for a Drake album, it felt like maybe like a little too bloated, too many filler tracks, and it didn't push boundaries like Nothing Was the Same or Take Care.
Well, I mean, I kind of get your point, but like, I look, you kind of disagree. I don't know. I'm leaning more towards underrated or, like, fairly rated. Because, like, it's just, like, people have such high expectations for Drake. Like, while it wasn't, like, one of the best tracks, like, TSU and Pipe Down shows, like, how versatile, like, Drake is. Like, so I'd have to say I disagree. I'm leaning more towards underrated.
I mean, not really. Because, like, other than, like, TSU and Pipe Down, like, the songs you say, like, name another track on the song and from the album.
Honestly,
you don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. Just you don't know.
Honestly, I feel like Drake played it safe with this album, and it felt more like a playlist than it did like a cohesive album. And you know, and I want to kind of transition us into viewing Kendrick's Mr. Morale, The Big Steppers. I feel like it was a underrated album in a way. This album was like a deep dive into personal struggles and societal issues. It wasn't what people expected, but Kendrick delivered a powerful message with tracks like Father Time and Mother Eye Sober.
I'm gonna have to say on this one, I definitely agree with you. Like always, bro, we always say this on our podcast with Kendrick songs. He's not aiming for radio hits, and that's what makes his song actually hit the radio. He was aiming for reflection. And it's that kind of album that grows on you every time you freaking listen to it.
No, honestly, I agree with that last thing you said, like how it grows on you. Because when I first listened to the album, it was kind of just like, I mean, I liked it. I'm not going to lie, I liked it. But then, like, it was kind of just like, oh, whatever. And I listened to it again. It was like, ooh, it gets better each time. And that's kind of, for me, that's kind of like how, like, with every albums are, like, just when I first listen to them at first, yeah. They're kind of just like, I mean, not like bad, but they're kind of just like, oh, I don't really, like, realize how good they are. Then I go back and listen to them. I'm just like, bro, this is actually really amazing. Or even just, like, an album, like, I didn't listen to, but, like, I heard most of the songs from. And, like, actually now hearing all the songs from, like, in order in an album, actually, it's, like, really good. It makes it really nice.
I understand what you're kind of saying about it's not really going to hit you on the first time you view an album. Like, you're really going to understand the album a couple listens in, and it's going to take you a bit to fully understand. And the album's really underrated, for sure. It's not no, like, Good Kid, Mad City type of album. Like, it's not that insane, but it's still like really top tier storytelling.
What would you guys say is your top three songs from that album? All right, let's switch to J. Cole. How about KOD? Overrated or underrated?
I feel like where it's at right now, it's perfectly fine. Like, I feel like people view it pretty well. It's perfectly rated in a way. People respect it for its themes, and it's like that includes like addiction, materialism, mental health. But I wouldn't say it's underrated or overrated.
Yeah, I agree. With that album, I'll say it's, right now I'll say it's well-rated. I might have to give it a re-listen because I haven't listened to it in a minute, but so far I heard, I think it's well-rated. It's not, like, overhyped or underhyped. I think it's good where it's at.
Yeah. Fareed, what about you?
I'm low-key leaning towards underrated because there's still songs, like, there's, like, 2-3 songs in that album that I have in my playlist. KOD and Motivate, those two are in my playlist, so I'd have to say, I mean, it's probably properly rated, because it could go either way for most people's opinions, so I'd have to agree with Nolan, properly rated, because I can't really give it an argument for being underrated.
Yeah, I feel like this album is really underrated. This is Drake at his sharpest that we see in this album, and the energy, the bars, it felt like he had something to prove when he was recording this, and I felt like he kind of showed him like what was up when he dropped this album.
Yeah, no, I gotta agree with you. I think just in general, like the whole like 2015, 16 Drake era was like just honestly that might have been honestly his peak.
Yeah.
So yeah, I say this album, I want to say underrated as well, but like, I think it's well rated too, because I think it's also known as, it's kind of known as, you know, Drake's one of the best albums. So yeah. I think it's obviously in a good spot where it's at. But yeah, I think just in general, this era was kind of just like peak Drake. So I think this album was well rated.
Yeah, I agree. And also it's because it's one of those albums, like when I listen back on it, it's crazy. Like, you know, like how sometimes when artists drop albums, usually like you'd like skip a song or two in the first couple songs. Drake's freaking run from the first song all the way, I think, to it was No Telling. Those first five songs were so good, and I just love that. Like, that's like just different. Like, not every artist had, like, whether it's like for the purpose of like delivering a message or something like that, not many of them have their first five songs being valid, and Drake's album showed that. So I just really love that.
I feel that.
So I agree with you guys. Mm-hmm. Next up, Kendrick's album, Damn. Overrated or underrated?
Bro, you don't even want to get me started, bro. Y'all
know how I've talked about this album numerous times on this podcast. This album holds a very, very dear place in my heart, this project. And I feel like, don't get me wrong, it's a great album. It's really hyped. It's like Kendrick's magnum opus. And I put it up there with like To Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City. I put it above that, honestly. I really like this album.
I mean, for me, I'd agree. Like, I recognize the greatness of that album. And I'm pretty sure it did win a couple of awards, right? Like, awards and stuff. I kind of recognize that and the greatness of this album. But for me personally, I'm just saying this, like, based off personal opinion. Like, I just have to say overrated because, yeah, I did like a couple songs, but that album is just not for me. Just not for my music taste.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, I mean, in a way, it is overrated.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, the album is good, yes, it's just the songs in it, it's just not for me. I don't really mess with that vibe, but I don't know what you guys think.
I think, like, yeah, I know what you're, basically what everything you're saying, like, I think the album is really good. It's, like, probably one of his best albums. It's a really good album, but, like, to some people who it's, like, even for me, my first listen, I was kind of, like, my listen was, like, it was good, but I was, like, okay, it's not that good. Yeah. So that's why I'll say, like, it's kind of overrated, but, like, at the same time, I think it's, like, because since it's obviously his best album, I think it's well-rated, but, like, in a way, it can be overrated. It's, like, I don't know. It could just be overrated.
Yeah, like, that also comes a lot with, like, songs, like, that win, or albums, I should say. Albums that win awards, people tend to overrate it a bit, overhype it. Like, that's just natural, though. Like, you wanna give it that hype it deserves. But I just feel like at a certain point, when it gets so much hype, it starts becoming overrated.
Yeah. I feel that. That's a valid opinion.
Yeah. All right, last one, J. Cole's Born Sinner. Overrated or underrated?
Honestly, let me think about this one. In my opinion, it was underrated. People always talk about 2014 Forest Hills Drive, but Born Sinner was a crucial step in Cole's growth. Tracks like Power Trip and Crooked Smile were iconic, in my opinion.
I gotta agree with that. Like, it's a really good album, but I feel like it doesn't get, like, the hype it deserves, or like, I think not the hype it deserves, the hype it lives up to, like, now. Like, it's kind of just like, it's still one of his, you know, like, known albums, but I just feel like it could use more hype too. So I say low-key a little underrated.
Yeah,
I agree with y'all. I think this is one of the albums where we all agree on same opinion, underrated. I'd have to agree as well. Like, there's a couple songs I really like in there, especially Power Trip, I'm gonna have to say.
I think before we finish, let's talk about Not Like Us.
They Not Like Us.
I think that song's underrated.
I think I love that song so much. That song is so underrated. It needs to be played everywhere, every store, every single place on the planet. It needs to be played.
Let's have a serious talk about Not Like Us. I genuinely think that song was so good, but I think this is like common consensus. Like, I think almost everyone agrees.
Yeah.
Not Like Us was so good. Everyone listened to it repeat after repeat after repeat after repeat, trend after trend after trend after trend.
Yeah.
But we all got sick of it for hearing it so much. Yeah. That's just unfortunately, like, especially when there's big apps like TikTok out right now, some songs are so good, but millions of people post it on their pages and it just becomes like annoying to listen to.
Can I give my side of the story?
Yeah.
Like, at first, like, when Kendrick first dropped the track, bro, like, it was hot. Like, it was a really good track. Like, it was a really good single to drop. And I really liked it at first until
I started hearing it in every single store I went into. Literally, I would open my phone and it would just be Not Like Us after Not Like Us on like Instagram Reels and TikTok, and I just couldn't escape the song, and I just started to just dislike it. Like, at first I liked it, and it went from liking it to dislike it because I just heard it so much and it just became so overrated.
And now I agree with everything you said. Not only just that, like, it became so overrated stuff, especially on TikTok and like IG Reels or like YouTube Short, whatever you be on. It's like you always hear the same, it's basically always the same sec, like the same 15 second like snippet of the song. So I just got tired of hearing it. Just in general, the song just got so sick.
Like, hearing that beat, like, I can still hear the beat in my mind, bro.
It really haunts me.
Hear that beat, it's like haunting, bro. I hate that song so much.
No, and also, like, it's crazy, like, especially when you look at trends now, like, there's videos where you, like, for example, you make fun of your friend's music taste. And now, like, it went to from the point where, like, let's say you were going out with your friends in the car, and you were about to put a song on, they give you one try. Did you give you one opportunity with the aux?
Yeah.
At the beginning, you put Not Like Us.
Yeah, everyone thought that was valid.
Like, everyone thought that was hot. But then now, you put it on. Like, you're people a clown, are making bro. For real. They're like, no
you're
way.
You're never getting aux again if you put it on.
Like, how did a song, I'm pretty sure, what was it? Like, released 2 years ago or something? How long ago?
It was, this, wasn't it? It's 2024, bro.
It was May.
2024? May, it was this year.
Wow, bro. Like, just like how much we listened to it made me think this song
you're kind of right. It feels like it's been out for a long time when it only's been out. It literally came out, what, like 7 months ago?
Yeah, there's no way. Let me look this up real quick.
And the popularity it grew, like, during that time is insane. Like,
yeah, it's 2024. There's no way. May 2020. Bro, I low-key thought the song was out for like 2 years. Bro, that's crazy.
It's still on the billboards, right?
I think it's still like number 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane.
But yeah, it's like, it's wild. Like, how can a song in a span of 7 months go from one of the most liked songs, everybody was freaking like reacting to it, it was crazy, to everyone now dislikes it, like, and you get trolled for listening to that. Yeah. 7 months, like, that's not to like hate on the song. The song is perfect. It's just that you gotta stop playing the song.
It got so overplayed.
But also, like, what can you really do about it? Like, what are you gonna tell everyone on social media? Stop juicing up the same good song.
I feel like if you stop playing it for some time, like, if we went a long time without playing that singular song, I feel like it could be a little better, in my opinion. Like, I could enjoy the song a little bit more if I heard it, like, once in a while. But, like, if you're hearing it, like, every 5 minutes going through TikTok.
And it's I think Not Like Us is one of those songs. Like, bro, this song has been out for only 7 months. I thought it was out for 2 years. It's going to be one of those ones for the history books. Like, it's going to take us a long time to recover from this stuff. But, like, it gave me mental illnesses, bro.
And think about this. It's like, because this is not, this is like, obviously not the first time happening. It's like, who knows? Maybe like in 2 years, when the off-season, when the song, that's at that point, hopefully the song's like not as played. It's gonna be like an old song. Yeah. It'll be like at that point, it's gonna be like, oh wait, this song was actually fire. It's like, if you think back, like some songs that were like popping the radio like a few years ago, like it got so annoying hearing them played all the time. But then now, it's like you hear them again, it's like, oh wait, I actually missed it. This song was actually really good. It's just, I don't know. It could be the same story with Not Like Us. Just like, you know, give it a few like some time and eventually it'll just be like not as overplayed.
Yeah. You know, definition of that would be Justin Bieber, like back in the days when we were kids, we'd all listen to songs. Yeah. Like whether it was like the song Baby or all those songs, we literally listened to it repeat after repeat after repeat. If you go to a karaoke night with your family, you're probably most likely going to be singing a Justin Bieber song. Yeah. All of us got sick of it. Now, nobody really listens to him because we're all into rap and stuff. But like when you listen to it now, it kind of gives you like that nostalgic feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe in a couple years from now, we listen to Not Like Us, we get that nostalgic feel, not that feel of like a heavy weight on your chest, like this sickness of like that freaking beat like burned into your skull, bro.
Just reminds you of like high school.
It'll remind you of high school, especially like, I mean, that kind of transition from high school to college is kind of, it's exciting, but it's also kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because I know for a lot of people, you lived like in the same town for all your life and you're like ready to move on.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like kind of the opposite way. Had to move, like, I moved, like, imagine from span of 2011 to 2017, I moved countries 9 times between the U.S., Libya, and Egypt. I moved That's 9 times. Bro. And within that, I moved houses, like, each time, like, maybe twice. So I, like, moved 18 to 20 times in a span of, like, 8 years or something.
That's such a large amount of, like, moving within that amount of time.
Yeah, so it's, like, for me, moving frequently is such a normal thing. I finally got to settle down. But I could get, like, the sense of excitement for y'all. Like, honestly, even though I hate moving a lot, if it was up to me, because I live and an Arab family, they tend to want you to stay close by. If it was up to me, I'd be studying abroad in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's like my dream.
I just want to make an announcement real quick. I remember talking about last episode how I should give any updates on music or whatever.
Yeah.
If anything comes up, I got the project. I sealed the date on December 13th. Right. It's coming out. It's dropping. It's gonna be hot, bro. And then I got a single on the 29th, bro. It's gonna be it's fire, bro.
Yeah, we got some like couple 30-second like recordings of the songs he has out, like little like yeah. Sneak peeks on the songs. It's pretty fire. I saw some of the names as well, sick ass names
yeah.
for the album songs. And yeah, I'm excited to hear it. All right, that's pretty much to wrap it up for today's episode. Nolan, thanks for bringing the heat again.
Yeah, of course.
Being on the Pedestal podcast. To our listeners, hit us up on HVSBN. Listen to our podcast. Stay tuned. Let us know what you think is overrated or underrated. We want to hear your takes. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time.